This is one of my most favorite guests so far. This very special episode, welcoming senior from Miami University, Robert Wright. He's going to talk to us today about what young talent is looking for in your business when they come to interview, what they want to hear, what they're looking for that allows them to step foot in your business and start their careers with you. I hope you listen because we're all so focused on growing, and to grow, you need talent. He really shed some light on what some of the things are that the young talent pool we so desperately need is actively looking for. So I wanted our listeners, Robert, to hear about attracting young talent. We are all in a super competitive market where, you know, every piece of economic data reminds us that it's hard to acquire people your age to come into our business, and we all need to because there's jobs and the future we're building. So what are you hearing as you're out kind of talking to different companies that really excites you? And what are things you hear that you just makes you puzzle and think maybe that's not a fit?
It's a great question. What I'm looking for in the interview process is companies that are really focused on growth. You know, and in this market, it's hard to promise that. But companies with, you know, a standard of growth and people that are really putting out their best efforts every single day, that would be my number one priority, as well as communication from executive teams at a crystal clear level. A lot of the companies that I've been talking to are shying away from this old trope of having a separate floor for all the executives, you know. So everybody's out on the ground floor where you can interact and understand, you know, that these people are a part of the business. They want to help you grow and they've made an investment in you, you know, so they're really there to see it through.
That's awesome. And I think that sort of leads to a tag-on question, which is, are you a office guy or a remote guy?
Personally, just from the, you know, the standard of work that I've seen my entire life, I would say that I'm a very big in the office guy. Also, I'm an extrovert. I get my energy from being around people. I'm competitive. I like to understand what's going on in the mind of other salespeople. Also, when I have a question, you know, sitting in my own room behind a computer screen, it's hard to reach out to those people and it may make you feel like you're distanced from your coworkers. I've always been in the office, dressed up, ready to go and put your best foot forward. You know.
Yeah, so. And I hear my peers, because it is nice to be at home sometimes, struggling with this idea of coming back to work still, which is crazy to me. So I want to hear it from someone young, like what would be the benefit of being in the office? And I think you just listed that. What would a good mentor, you know, you're interviewing, are you interviewing with HR or are you interviewing with an actual hiring manager?
I've seen both sides of the table. And being able to be put in front of a real hiring manager is a big plus in my case. Dealing with an HR representative is great, but I feel like they don't truly understand all the facets of the business, which for young talent that intend to work their hardest and really want to know what they're signing up for, it's easily decipherable. You know, I can tell when someone doesn't completely understand what the ins and outs of the position is going to be. So having someone like a hiring manager with experience, you know, coming into this interview, they can tell you that everything about their business is a complete game changer. You know, you're much more confident in asking questions and learning about the nuances of the business, things that you might be curious about but hesitate to ask an HR representative.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that you're getting a real sense of the day-to-day if you were talking to somebody that's going to be doing it with you. So if you had to list like top three reasons that you'd pick one employer over the other, could you think of those?
For me personally, you know, not every young person is the same.
For sure.
And that's definitely something that should be top of mind for every employer. I feel like it definitely changes the type of person that you're recruiting to which industry you're in. For me, it would be office, you know, environment. I would like to be around people with high energy in the office every single day of the week. Second, open communication with executives and opportunity to ask questions and build relationships with someone that could eventually become a mentor. And then third is incentive programs. You know, if you're going into a sales position, you have to be a little bit driven in the monetary perspective. So
wrong with that.
You know, coming in and seeing that they really want to offer these programs to their employees, it really helps you understand where they place their values.
Robert, where would you rank company culture about amongst the things that you're looking at?
I love that question, and I actually heard something really interesting during my interview process. I was speaking with a HR representative from Salesforce, and he said that they are looking for people that value the company values instead of company culture, which is really interesting because young people nowadays hold a much more personalized set of values than just going into the workforce to work. They feel that, you know, I feel that I want to do good as a capitalist, you know, going into a company that can help move forward the economy and benefit the most people as I can. So company culture is obviously important. And I would say what is even more important to me personally is really seeing a strong value statement and knowing that you're signing up to work at a company that has these ethical and responsible values.
And seeing them, having them posted. Okay, that's important. You know, we all can know what they are, stand for them, live by them every day, but having those visible to hiring people is important. So that's good to know. That's important. So Robert, you mentioned like the work environment. Can you maybe describe what would excite you about an office setting?
Yeah, it's hard to exactly put a pin on, but being in a space with light is very important to me. You know, you're spending a lot of time in this office building, and being exposed to light offers a freshening perspective. You know, I'm not really sure how to answer this question, but
no. But so, do you like? You know, it was very in vogue to have the basketball court and the ping pong and, you know, snacks. Are those, that sort of extracurricular blended with work, something that excites you? Or is it just that, you know, new, fresh, modern energy that you feel when you walk into a building that's really what's attracting you?
You know, the amenities are not as important to me as the energy. That's a great way to put it. I would say that if you can feel that the office is vibrant with life and light contributes to that, you know, being around these big windows that, you know, when you're focusing so hard and really working and putting your best foot forward, and sometimes it seems like a long, long day and a grind, being able to turn around and look out a window is, you know, a reminder that it's beautiful outside, and this energy is going to keep you running through in the office, and then you can step right outside and take that fresh breath of air.
Cool. That's good. I think that's important to hear and pretty easy to do. And tell me, you know, you come at this and you sound super poised and confident. How have your past like work life contributed to setting you up for this process you're in?
Well, I've been working for a long time. Growing up around entrepreneurs has been an absolute blessing, and having the opportunity to have both of my parents be of higher education and to sit at dinner tables where they talk about business has always sparked an interest. And once I got into sales, it really lit a fire under me, and I love it. I've always been a competitor. You know, it's like a transfer in my life from competing on the field to competing in life. And sales really lights that fire into me. So I love it. Yeah.
Are you a face-to-face interviewer or a Zoom guy?
I think, you know, building the importance of interviews gives an aspect of like, oh, I'm becoming more important in the light of this company, and definitely finishing in person, that's a game changer.
For sure.
Yeah.
Good. And, you know, other, you know, people or our listeners may have kids in your age bracket out there, and, you know, it's a stressful time, and I don't disregard that, but, you know, once you've been through it, you realize no matter what road you hit, you're going to be on your path. Is there any, you know, advice you'd give to kids your age that don't feel quite as secure about what they're doing or focused on sales or just headed on their path? Is there anything you could think of that might help them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not perfect myself, and the road is definitely a journey. There's a million twists and turns, and it's perfectly okay to feel like you're behind, but the important thing is to, as hard as you can, understand that it's your own journey. And you know, this is the only, it's only the start of your career. So while it may feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders and you're expected to already have a job as a CEO, it's the tip of the iceberg. And coming into getting a job and graduating college, if that's your circumstance, it's the start of your journey, and it's important to remember that and understand that the journey of navigating how to get your first job is, it may feel like you're done with your path after you've accepted a job, but truly that's the first step in another journey, which is navigating the